This is something that happened back when I was about 10 or 12 years old. I'm an adult now, so it was a long time ago, but I still think about it sometimes. That's how weird and scary this situation actually was. To start out, I will mention that this was sometime in the early 2000s. Cell phones weren't as common back then, but my parents did have them. It was more common though for us to use our home phone, which was connected through our house. I think we had two or three of them. The main one was in the kitchen and there was another in the living room. We didn't have any caller ID, so when a phone call came in, you didn't know who it was unless you answered it. I was an only child, so I didn't have any siblings. One night, my parents left to go shopping, and I stayed home because I wasn't interested in going that night. I would go with them about half the time, but most of the time, it was really boring. My parents would leave me home by myself all the time for small trips like that, and I was used to it. So that night, probably an hour after my parents left, I was in the kitchen, and the phone rang. I figured that it was probably my parents calling, so I picked up the phone and answered it. After I said hello, I expected to hear my mom's voice, but I didn't. It was a man's voice, which sounded really weird. It definitely wasn't my dad either. The man on the other end spoke very slowly and asked me who I was. I was kind of creeped out a little bit, but I just figured the person was probably calling for one of my parents. Because I was so caught off guard though, I couldn't think of anything to say. I ended up just hanging up the phone right then and there. Afterwards, I went back to whatever I was doing. I don't remember a whole lot the rest of the time that my parents were gone that night. I know that when they came home, that guy didn't call back or anything. But only a few days later, the guy called back again. This time, my parents had already gone to bed, and I was up late watching TV in the living room. It was a Friday night, so I didn't have school and could stay up late. I'm guessing that it was like 11 p.m. or so. When I heard the phone ringing, it was really strange. There was usually never phone calls this late at night. I wondered who it could possibly be, but I had no intentions of answering it. I wasn't the type of person to just answer the phone unless my parents were gone or I was expecting a call. I let it ring as I continued watching TV and sitting on the couch. The living room phone was just a little ways away from me. After the phone stopped ringing, I heard a beep and then could tell that somebody was going to leave a message. When somebody left a voicemail, you could hear it in live time. When I heard the person start to speak again, I instantly felt sort of creeped out. It was the same man, speaking in a deep and slow voice, just as he had before. He said something like, "Hi, I thought you were home tonight." There was a little pause before he hung up. I wondered who this guy was. Sure, I didn't know all the people that my parents did, but I was really close with my parents. If they had talked with this guy on the phone before in the past, I feel like I would have known. And why was he calling so late at night? I went to the phone, which now had the flashing light that there was a new message. I played it back, just to hear it again. It was certainly really strange. I only stayed up for a little bit longer that night before going to bed. The next day, I forgot to tell my parents about the strange phone call, just as I had the other day as well. But later that night, we were all at home and in the living room when the phone rang. It was kind of late again this time, probably after 8 p.m. or so. My mom walked over and answered the phone. I really didn't think much of it, until my mom hung up the phone a very short time later without really saying anything. She said that when she answered the phone, she heard nothing, and then whoever was on the other end just hung up. My dad said that it was probably a wrong number, but then I remembered the strange phone calls, and I told my parents about them. They said they were unaware of who that could be. We played the message from the previous night, and we all found it very weird. The best guess was that it was somebody who had the wrong number or was just a prankster. That night, we didn't get any other calls. We didn't get any for about a week. In that time, I basically forgot about it. But then one night, I was home by myself again. I think my parents were out shopping again, but I don't remember exactly where they were. It was dark out, and I was in the living room when the phone rang. Thinking that it was my parents, I answered it. But it wasn't. I heard the man's voice again. He started to speak, but I immediately hung up on him. I was too creeped out to listen to whatever he had to say. But just moments later, the phone rang again. I just knew that it was probably him calling back. On the slim chance that it was my parents, they could leave a message. When the phone stopped ringing, I heard that whoever it was going to leave a message. When the message started, I heard the man's voice again. He said that he could see that I was home right now. This was really weird. Could he really? How did he know that I was home? I went over to the window and opened up the curtains a little bit, looking out to the street. I saw that there was a car parked on the side of the street just a little ways back of our house. It was unusual to have any cars parked on the side of our street. I couldn't tell who was inside or anything, but the engine was on and the car was running. I watched it for like 10 or 15 seconds and it didn't move. This was possibly the man. After seeing this, I ran to the phone and called my mom on her cell phone. I told her what was happening, and she said that they would head home immediately. I was too afraid to look out the window again, and I hid behind the couch until my parents got back home. They arrived maybe 10 minutes later, and when they did, they said that the car was not in the street. I'm not sure where that guy went, but I was happy that he was gone. After this happened, my parents didn't leave me home alone for a long time. Everywhere they went, they insisted that I came with. We also unplugged our home phone for probably about a month. When we finally hooked it back up, whoever that guy was didn't call again. I don't know for sure if that was actually him parked on the side of the street, but I have a feeling that it was. I also don't know who that guy was or why he kept calling us. A few years back, I got a new phone, with a new number and everything. When I did, I called my best friend, and was pretty sure that I knew her number and had it memorized. Calling her was just about the first thing that I did when I got my new phone. Right when I heard her pick up the phone, I said hi, but the person on the other end was a man. I didn't recognize the voice either. I asked if this was my friend's number, and the person said no. I realized I probably had the wrong number, and I told them that. But the guy said something like, "No, who is this calling?" I just said sorry again and then hung up. I looked back to the number that I had dialed and realized that it was in fact wrong. I had mixed up one of the numbers, but everything else was correct. Then I called my friend, but as I was talking to her, I got a call from another number. It was the first guy who I had called accidentally, and he was calling back. I ignored it and talked to my friend for about 10 minutes or so. The guy tried calling two more times during the call. Then, later that day, he tried calling me probably five more times at least. I ignored all of them, but he just wouldn't stop. He kept calling, so finally I answered it. The man on the other end acted like he hadn't been blowing up my phone all day and night. He casually asked me what was going on and how I was doing. I asked him why he kept calling me, and he flat out ignored the question. I got mad and hung up on him after that. Then I blocked his number. Now I wouldn't have to worry about this guy contacting me again. Or so I thought. Just the next day, I got a text from a new number. It said, "Why did you block me?" I asked who it was, but I really didn't need to. Obviously, I knew who it was. It was the guy that kept calling me. He probably just made an account on one of those free text and call apps or whatever. He texted me back, confirming what I knew, but I just went ahead and blocked this number. This didn't stop him, though. Whoever this guy was, he was very determined. A new number started calling me repeatedly later that day. I couldn't believe that this guy was still trying to contact me. He just wouldn't give up. I texted this number, asking him to stop harassing me. But he didn't. Each time that I would block the number, a new one would appear. He would call me about 10 times a day and just wouldn't leave me alone. This went on for more than an entire week. I decided then that I was just going to get a new number. I had only had my number for about a week, and this guy would not leave me alone. After I was able to change numbers again, I was finally left alone. That guy probably kept calling and texting my old number. If somebody else got it, I feel sorry for them. But when the guy found out it wasn't me, hopefully he left them alone. I still can't believe the efforts he went through to get to me, though. I'm glad it didn't get worse. I live in a fairly small and quiet town. I live by myself, a little bit out in the country. The story I'm about to tell you happened just a few months ago. One night, I was sleeping, but woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember that when I woke up, I heard my phone vibrating on the nightstand next to me. I ignored it and just tried to go back to sleep, but whoever was calling me called again. After probably the third or fourth call, I finally woke up completely. To that point, I had kind of been half awake, just wanting to go back to sleep. I hadn't really realized how strange it was to receive a random phone call at this hour. I looked at the phone and it simply said, "unknown number" on the screen. This was also kind of odd. Now that I was awake, I could tell whoever it was really wanted me to answer, and I accepted the call. I said, "hello?" But at first, heard nothing on the other end. Then, I heard the sound of a heavy and deliberate breathing. That was it. I asked multiple times who was calling, but all I got in response was the breathing noises. This had to be a joke. How else could I explain this? I was pretty sure that was the case. I mean, who calls up someone at 2 o'clock in the morning and just breathes on the other end? They probably found some way to not make their number show and were pulling a prank on me. I said something like, "very funny," and then I hung up on them. Then I went back to sleep. They actually did not call me for the rest of the night, and I woke up the next morning for work at my normal time. It was about 7 a.m., and after getting up, I went into the kitchen. My kitchen is kind of at the front of the house. That's when I noticed something on my front window. There was like a post-it note, and it was sticking to the window, and I found this really odd. It hadn't been there the night before. It was in obvious view of me, and somebody had to have put it there recently. I walked outside and picked it off the window. There was writing in pen on the sticky note, which said, "call me back." I got the chills when I read it. I connected it to the call that I had gotten at 2 o'clock in the morning. This was really odd. Now, I don't just live in a city where there are tons of houses. Like I said, I'm a little more out in the countryside. The houses are spread very far apart. I can barely even see my neighbor's house when I'm in my driveway. My driveway is also really long. For somebody to be on my property, which has multiple no trespassing signs on it, this was really strange. I went to the police that day about it, just letting them know. I didn't really feel like I was in danger, but I thought I would let them know about the situation because of how strange it was. It's a quiet town, and these things don't happen very often. Now, it very well could have been some guy in the neighborhood pulling a prank, but I've never had any pranks pulled on me like that before. I couldn't really think of anybody who would do something like that to me either. Today, it remains a mystery, and I haven't had any strange phone calls since. This is something that happened to me in the 1990s. My name is Jennifer, and I had recently moved into a house in a pretty typical neighborhood. It was about 30 minutes outside of a major city, and I was renting a smaller two-bedroom house. I lived by myself at the time, and had a cord phone that was attached to the wall in the kitchen. That was my only phone back then, and I didn't even have a cell phone yet. I randomly got a call late at night one time. It was probably around 10 o'clock, but I don't remember exactly. It's usually unusual to get calls at that hour from telemarketers. I guessed it was probably from a family member or friend, and I answered it. When I picked up the phone, there was a man on the other end. I didn't immediately recognize his voice. He said, "Hi, is this Jennifer speaking?" I said yes, and asked who this was that was calling. He didn't really answer me, but the guy started talking. He said that I was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. Then he described my hair in detail as he went on and on about how he liked me. I thought this was really weird, because I didn't even know who this guy was. I didn't recognize his voice, and when I asked him again who he was, he didn't answer me. When he refused to tell me who he was, I was feeling really weird about it. I ended up just hanging up on him. It was one of the stranger phone calls that I had ever gotten. Clearly, this guy had seen me before. He described enough of me, and he also knew my name somehow. But I knew all the people at my job, and he didn't sound like anybody there. I just didn't know who it could be. I was hoping that he wouldn't call back, but he did, just a short time later. It was probably 10 minutes after I had hung up on him the first time. When I answered the phone, I heard him talking again, and almost hung up on him immediately. But what he said shocked me so much that I couldn't. He said, "let me in." That was followed by a knocking at my front door. Whoever this guy was right outside my house. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even want to look out to see who the guy was. I was too scared. My blinds were closed anyways, so I couldn't see him. I didn't say anything to the man, and he repeated himself. Finally, I asked him to go away. The man said that he wasn't going to. Then I heard him knock again. I told him that I was going to call the police if he didn't leave. He didn't seem bothered by that. He said something like, "what are they going to do?" I hung up on him after that and dialed 911. I told the operator what was going on, and I was told that somebody would be there shortly. After I got off the phone with the police, I did not hear any more knocking. The guy also didn't call me back. After maybe 10 minutes, the police got there. An officer knocked on the door, which I thought was the man again at first. I checked out the window, though, and saw a police officer. I let him in and told him what had happened. He looked around my front and backyard, searching the entire property. Unfortunately, the man was gone. He must have left after I called them. The officer asked me a few questions and said that he would be around the area for a while. He said if something happened, to call again. I felt slightly better, but not a whole lot knowing this guy was still out there. I was afraid he might try to break in. After the police left, probably 20 minutes or so went by. That's when I heard a knocking on my front door again. My heart sank, knowing it was probably the same guy coming back, but there was a chance that it was the police again. I carefully and slowly crept towards my front window. I moved the blinds very slightly, just enough to see who was there. I didn't get a good view at all, but it was not a police officer, I could tell. When I saw this, I moved away from the window and ran back to the phone. I called the police again and told them that the man had returned. I was only on the phone with the police for probably a minute or so. After I got off the phone with them, the man called. He was still knocking on the door every so often. I answered his call, wondering what he wanted now. He said, "You shouldn't have called the cops on me, Jennifer." Then he asked me to let him in again. I really didn't know what to say, and I was really nervous. Eventually, I just hung up. But only about a minute or two after this, I heard voices outside my house. The police had come back, and it sounded like they had actually caught the man. I went to my window and looked out. Sure enough, it was true. When I saw the guy, though, I couldn't believe it. It was my next-door neighbor, a guy who lived alone in the house next to me named Dan. I had only spoken to him briefly once, but he must have seen me when I went outside. Sometimes I would go on walks in the neighborhood or do yard work. What a creep that guy was. I was able to get a restraining order against him, and luckily after that, I never saw him again. This is something that happened not too long ago. I got a call on my cell phone from a new number. I didn't recognize it at all, and most of the people I know show up as their name when they call me. But I recently graduated from college and I know lots of people. I've made many friends over the years, so there was a chance that it was somebody that I knew but didn't have their number. People get new phones and numbers sometimes as well, so I answered it. The person on the other end just said hi. I asked who it was as I heard a man speak. He said that he got my number from one of my friends and hoped I didn't mind. I said, "Okay, well, who are you?" I was positive that I had no clue who this guy was. He didn't answer me. I hung up on him at that point. It was a pretty strange interaction. Something about the guy was weird for sure. But I thought that was that. He didn't call me for the rest of the day or anything. The next day, though, he texted me. The text said, quote, "You can tell a lot about somebody by looking them up online." I didn't know what he meant by this. Was he saying that he looked me up online? I had social media accounts on things like Instagram and Facebook, and people could see things about me if they wanted. I responded to the guy asking what he meant. I told him that he was being creepy as well. The guy did not respond to my texts, at least not right away. The next time I was contacted by him was the following day. He sent me a few text messages. When I saw they were images, I got a bad feeling. I opened them up to see that one was of my apartment complex and the other was of my car. It looked like he had taken the pictures himself. My car was parked in the parking lot of the apartment complex. This was extremely weird now. Somehow, he had found out where I lived. But I didn't know what his point was by showing me this. It was almost like this guy was bragging about being a stalker or something. After this, I blocked him. The crazy thing is that after that, I haven't been contacted by him since. Obviously, he couldn't because his number was blocked, but he didn't reach out to me on social media or anything. I mean, I'm glad that he didn't, but I also don't know why. It all remains a bit of a mystery to me.